As for attacking the financial crisis in the U.S., the Treasury Department has released its first public set of plans. The documents lay out how Treasury expects to spend the hundreds of billions of dollars Congress gave it last week. The blueprint is not especially detailed. There are only a few pages of documents, but they do give us a glimpse of how this historic process might work and some sense of the potential pitfalls. NPR's Adam Davidson has been looking at the plans all afternoon. He joins us now. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Robert.
So today, Treasury invited financial firms to apply to spend some of that $700 billion. How soon are they actually going to hire someone?
Immediately. The applications are due on Wednesday, so if you're thinking you better get your application in. It's only a one-page letter, but you do have to have $100 billion in assets under management to qualify. So
most of our listeners don't qualify.
No, I know I don't. Yeah.
As government documents go, the ones that came out today are kind of slim, aren't they? They're kind of brief.
Yeah, I mean, it's just five pages, and they give a hint, just almost a whiff of what they're planning. It is the most information we've had so far, and it does give us a view of what they're planning to do. They also, in addition to sort of how the plan documents, they also sent out three requests for applications. Those applications I told you were due on Wednesday to become asset managers in this process, to become the people who actually do the buying. And so what we know is they are planning to buy actual individual mortgages, and not just individual mortgages, but home equity lines of credit and second lien mortgages, sort of more exotic products, and all the way up to the truly exotic and odd mortgage-backed securities and derivative products that have just not moved at all, that are completely stagnant on bank books.
I understand that one of the Treasury documents concerns conflict of interest. How can you bring in financial institutions to do this work and avoid hiring people who may know their way around a collateralized debt obligation, precisely because these are the institutions and the people who are trafficking in this stuff in the first place?
Exactly. I mean, there's no way the only, you know, there's I don't know, dozens, hundreds, but not a huge number of people who actually have any idea how to value these. And they are the people who created them and who own them. So there's an inherent conflict of interest. And this is catching a lot of eyes already just in the couple hours it's out. If I can read from the document, It says these contracts raise potential for impaired objectivity due to the fact that the substance of the contractor's performance has the potential to affect other interests of the contractor. I think what they're getting at there is if I own a bunch of toxic assets and I'm helping the government set the price for toxic assets, I have an interest to make the price as high as possible to benefit myself, even if that hurts the taxpayer and the process. And I think what's a little, can I say, distressing is that they say they don't actually have a plan. They say that they're going to have a plan to deal with this as soon as is practicable. They say they are going to ask everyone to sign a document saying they won't cheat the taxpayer, but there's not much detail other than that.
But do we know or do we get any clues from this document as to what the government is going to buy, what sorts of securities it's going to go out and buy?
Only in the broadest categories. Only that these are the full range of mortgage-backed securities. They're hiring people with a wide variety of specialties. So it seems clear they want to buy all the way up and down, from the individual home mortgage all the way to the multi-billion dollar derivative product.
Okay, Adam, thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
It's NPR's Adam Davidson, our economics correspondent, speaking to us from New York.